Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of December 2016, and this is the 497th Moll Out Loud. I've managed to get to Knocklofty. I just decided that I really, really have to move again, whatever the consequences. And often, actually, it's the first bit that is the most difficult. It requires going up a road that is quite hilly. Well, is on a hill. It is Poets Road, so I should take pleasure from the fact that it's got a lovely name, but it is quite a long slog, and I find that the hard pavements are probably not the best thing, not the best surface for me to walk on. However, I'm now in the bush, and it's so lovely to be here again. I think it might rain quite soon. It's a bit muggy, but it's not really hot today. And so it feels like a good day to come walking. I might change my mind if it starts really pouring. I don't mind rain at all, but I've come out completely unprepared. My plan is to walk up to where they have a lookout here, and then do a little loop. I'm not going over the summit today, but if I take one part of the loop, I can walk down onto the street that has a shop in it, so I can get some things at the shop and then walk home. I'm hoping that won't be too much of a challenge, and I really want to not have to shop again before Christmas. And I'm hoping that this time of day, it's 5:30 actually, it's probably a really bad time of the day, but I'm hoping there won't be too much of a scrummage there. I'm hoping people will be at home cooking their meals, not buying ingredients. And I've got a few things that I need to get to tide me over, and a couple of things I want to take to people. So that is my plan. I'm also not quite sure whether I've timed it very well, because I've got a work session with my sister at 7, so I am cutting it a bit fine. But we'll see how it goes. One of the reasons I've come out is that I'm realizing I feel as if my brain is being frizzled by being on the computer, and it seems like a much better idea to come out into the green, into the soft undergrowth. You can hear me crunching. It's still not that dry, you know. Usually in December there's very little green left, well, it's certainly in the way of grasses and so on, but it's still pretty green here, and moist, and that's rather lovely. So I'm hoping it won't get too hot. Christmas Day looks as if it's going to be 30, which to my mind is too hot, but it's a hot day amongst cooler ones, so I'm sure it'll be perfectly fine. I certainly won't be having big Christmas fare. Just as the year is coming to a close, in the way it does in this rather odd way, I'm thinking today must be the solstice, I think. And so it's the longest day. And there's no really real reason why I shouldn't do it. I would like to have some time for reflecting on how the last year has gone. I know Michael Knobbs has this really good idea of starting the, or of counting his year as an academic year in from September to September, which means that you're not actually trying to plan things in the middle of Christmas. But here, of course, the academic year is at the beginning of the year, so it's not quite the same. But what I would like to do is reflect and try and think about next year a bit. Try and to round this year off, to have a bit of a reflection of what I've done, what's been working and what hasn't, and noticing particularly where I've been flagging a bit this year. Maybe trying to think, I should stop saying trying, maybe thinking about different ways of approaching things. I'm thinking particularly of my novel, and I know Murmurs have been taking me longer and longer, so I'm just need to work out what's happening with them. And the book hasn't really evolved too much yet, so I really want to put some time aside to do that as well. So there are quite a few things, and I really want to kind of be a bit clear about which ones are the things that I really want to do and which things can be put aside for a while or forever, depending. So, and I can't really get rid of this idea that this is something that I want to do now in the next 10 days. To have that kind of time. So I'm not going to give myself very much else to do in the next 10 days, or however many there are. 10 days, I guess, till the end of the year. See how far I get with that. I'm climbing this hill quite well. I'm really quite surprised and pleased. Just ahead of me is a bend that a friend and I call Pram Bend. And we named it because we found an abandoned pram there once. I mean, I don't think it was really abandoned. I think someone had just decided to go for a walk without it and come back to it. But it's come to mean the bend that is where the slope becomes easier, less pronounced. And I've just about reached that now. So that's a very good start. I'm very pleased. And I'm really ribbing, my whole body is remembering how much nourishment I get from being on these walks. Just listening to the birds and being away from the absurd busyness that's around down in the town, and even a little round where I live. Everybody is trying to do so much. I know one person who's trying to finish off renovating a part of the house, someone else who's just redone their bathroom. All these things become things that have to be done before Christmas, and they're huge projects. and so everyone's a bit kind of frazzled by doing these huge projects as well as everything else. But yeah, I'm... My huge project is on the back burner at the moment, and I don't know how long it'll be there. I am going to I'm going to look at this chapter I found that I thought I had lost, and see how it reads, see what it sparks up, and perhaps send it out to my writers group, who I'm meeting in what the Swiss call the Altjahrswoche, the Old Year's Week, the week between Christmas and New Year. And just see what they think about it. I mean, it's completely outside, really, what they've read. So I'll be getting a kind of context-free feedback. And I think that might be quite liberating. And liberating for me too, because it feels as if there are so many expectations attached to what I produce that's in sequence. They're entirely mine. They're entirely my projections, but that's how it feels to me. Well, I'm nearly up at the lower loop, so I can. I think I might take the lower of the lower loop. The higher of the lower loop starts a bit further on, but if I take the lower one, it'll take less time, and I think maybe I need to be a bit aware of this time that I'm taking to get to the shop. I really don't want to actually think about going to the shop, I just want to enjoy being up here, but once I've placed myself in the right direction, I don't have to think about it anymore until I get there. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that that you've been able to see a bit of outside, although I know for a lot of you it's probably quite cold and maybe you wouldn't want to be outside at this time. But I do hope that you do get some time in nature. It is so restorative. In a very different way from a sort of the stimulation that can happen in a city or somewhere that's exciting. You know, it's really astonishing how quiet it is up here, because I haven't met a single person and I can't even see anybody in the distance. I think everyone is so involved in getting prepared for Christmas that nobody is going for their usual evening walks. So I feel very, very privileged to have all this space to myself. Very, very peaceful. So I'm going to end this podcast now and just walk in peaceful solitude until I get to where I need to go. I'm just at the frog ponds now, and I can't actually hear any frogs. They've probably gone silent because I'm talking. So thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.